Well, good morning, Remnant. Welcome to the LaPorte Church of Christ this Sunday morning, January 12th, 2025. We thank you for joining us. Thank you for taking time out of your busy week and here this day of rest and worship. We thank you again for joining us. We hope you're having a good calendar year of 2025. It's certainly wintertime. Certainly is out here, and we've seen that across most of the nation, that's for sure. Well, We start out with the pistol prayer. We've sent many of these out on the Bible bookmarker. I think it gives us an opportunity here to remind you to be prayed up, not just Sunday morning, but every morning. Make sure that you pray the Lord's Prayer. We encourage you to pray on the full armor of God, on yourself and your family. And we pray the pistol prayer here on Sunday morning as well. It's effective, and it works. I hope you'll join us. Lord Jesus, we pray with thy authority, we say, DC sorcery cease, satanic strongholds release, Baals be broken and bound, with all idols be cast down. Stop the spells, send the spellcasters into hell. Jesus, cause it to be, and thank you. Thank you for the victory. Well, amen to that. We're also going to remind you of the 2025 Bible reading plan. We'll encourage you to read your Bible. Highlight it as you continue on with it. And it's a good tool, a good guide. It's a help. You know, if you're starting to work out, sometimes people will get a personal trainer to help them with exercises. Or almost a dietitian, someone to help them with their diet, to help them achieve the goals that they want to achieve, whether it's to eat better, to get healthier, to get in shape, whatever. And I look at this Bible reading plan as something very similar, as a way to just to help. It's a help. You might not need it, but it also, if you'll highlight it as you read it. As you read through the Bible, you'll see that it doesn't take long. You got good habit, a better habit developed, and getting through His Word that we need so desperately today. A reminder also, Psalm 119:105. He says, "Your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." And we're in a dark world. We are. And you know, if you go outside at night, it's good to have a nice, powerful flashlight with some strong batteries, so that you can have that light in the darkness. And that's what this word is for us. Well, this morning I want to start out in Jeremiah. I've been reading a lot of Jeremiah this week, especially with the fires in California. We're going to kind of start with that. But Jeremiah 29:17-20 says, "This is what the Lord of armies says: Behold, I am sending upon them the sword, famine, and plague, and I will make them like rotten figs that cannot be eaten due to rottenness. I will pursue them with the sword, with famine, and with plague, and I will make them an object of terror to all the kingdoms of the earth, to be a curse and an object of horror and hissing, and a disgrace among all the nations where I have driven them, because they have not listened to my words, declares the Lord, which I sent to them again and again by my servants, the prophets. But you did not listen, declares the Lord. You, therefore, hear the word of the Lord, all you exiles, whom I have sent away from Jerusalem to Babylon." Again, we hope to remind you to be able to remind others that this nation is that new Jerusalem, and it was founded on godly principles, and it's turned from them, and we see that. Heard on the way in this morning, flipping through the radio stations, heard a little news report that they were talking about the fires in California. It's what we're going to talk about this morning. How there's houses of worship that are part of the 12,000 buildings that have burned down. And they were talking to a few, and the the reporter asked, she said, well, why do you think God allows this to happen? Oh, it's so that his grace can abound, said one pastor, preacher, whatever. And another one said, well, it's so that in the response, God's love can be shown. And they weren't incorrect. But they sure didn't say, you know, God's a jealous God. And when you have a nation, a state that flaunts, shoots God the, you know, gives God the bird, and just openly flaunts his word and his will, that he brings wrath and judgment. See, nope, they didn't say anything like that. They didn't. But that's, I think, where we are. It truly is. We've seen this time and time and time again. These every year, record fires, record mudslides, record, they had record rain the last 2 years. You think they held on to any of that water? No. So these LA wildfires, the latest update, we've got a few pictures for you. 16 dead, that's the latest I've heard. 12,000 buildings burning or burned. You have five different fires. It might have been a sixth since yesterday. The Palisades fire, over 20,000 acres. That's between Santa Monica and Malibu. The Kenneth fire, just north of the Palisades fire. Again, north of Pasadena, the Eaton fire burned more than 13,000 acres, destroyed over 4,000 buildings. And then further north near Santa Clarita, the Lydia fire and the Hearst fire have together burned over 1,100 acres. Wind gusts, 100 mile an hour, all. It's every year. It's every year that it continues. And, Jason, there's a couple of pictures. You can kind of scroll through some of those. Just wanted to share some of that with you, Remnant, some of this that it you know, they're not all bad people in California. It's just not. And the scripture comes to mind there, but by the grace of God go we. And so we don't want to get too high and mighty about this. The most destructive wildfires in L.A. history Thursday have burned more than 27,000 acres, destroyed 1,000 structures, and that's been updated in the last 3 days to over 12,000. Killed, I had put, originally they'd said 5, I blocked that out, put 10, now I've heard it's 16 people. Upended the lives of tens of thousands. Palisades, Eaton, Sunset fires, overwhelmed firefighters. Yeah, 5 fires, Pacific Palisades, Eaton, Hearst, Woodley, and Lydia. More than 80,000 people. Now that's up over 120,000 people have been evacuated. And you see, boy, I've seen, trying to follow this on some of the news, a lot of the Hollywood folks, a lot of what we call them movie stars, right? And these haughty-taughty, well-to-do people, their homes are burned. Not that you wish that upon anyone, but it hits everywhere, that's for sure. It does. And when you have eyes to see and you see the cause and effect, it just really seems to be that's what's happening. Romans 1:28 says, and since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a debased mind, to do what ought not to be done. And you know, there's, when you look through different translations, that debased mind, insanity. Got them out of their mind, right? So California's burning. Again, why? Well, look at this next little graphic. You have, I think you mentioned this yesterday morning on coffee, Jason. That picture on the left, is the fire chief, the assistant chief, and the training commander of the LA Fire Department. And they're all homosexuals. They're all practicing homosexuals, lesbians, dykes, whatever you want to call them, whatever word of filth they have. And I saw an interview with one that, and she was saying, well, we just want to make sure that if there's a fire or EMS event, that the people there, the fire person or medical, look like them, and can be there to help them and hold their hand. And the interviewer said, "Well, what if you got a, you know, pull a 300-pound guy out of a fire?" And this assistant chief, Dyke, says, "Well, he shouldn't have got himself in there in the first place." But see, that's the insanity of it. That's the insanity of it. So what do you expect? What do you expect? And I think that God is allowing these things to say, see? See what happens when you put these ungodly, when you flaunt this sin right in my face to this degree? What's the scripture say? Shall I not be avenged upon these people? $135 billion, $150 billion. Oh, the most expensive fire ever in California. Saw this L.A. Mayor Karen Bass, a black female, okay, Democrat, had cut almost $20 million from the city's budget for fire services for the current fiscal year. But she was able to be on a trip to Ghana when the fires broke out. They were doing something over in Ghana, and of course she's black, and I guess that's where she comes from. I mean, she was visiting home. I don't know, but that's where she was. I saw this meme. L.A. County, 72 genders, but no operational fire hydrants. And I think there's about four or five, six pictures here, Jason. If you just kind of scroll through those a little bit. Just utter devastation. Now, again, this is not the first time. You know, Pastor talked many years ago on the fires, part of the Revealing the Man of Sin series on the prophecy on the man and the fires. Out in California. I was able to put this together this weekend, but, you know, even later yesterday, the aircraft, the massive amount of people and first responders, they're coming. They've called them from all over. Wyoming has got, I want to say, about 15 engines that they've sent. I'll ask you for prayers for those first responders. My son's one of them. They're out in Malibu with basically tents on the beach is where they're sleeping, and they're out there trying to help. You know, I didn't create a slide, but we've just been reading through, and in Genesis 18 and 19, the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. But you remember that Abraham, our father, when he heard that God was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, he prayed for them, at least for the righteous that were there. Lord, if there's 50 righteous, if there's 20, down to 10, he did it with humility. But Lord, if there's righteous there, would you destroy it? And you know, God said no. He wouldn't. So, as we see this, I know sometimes, you know, I get to thinking, man, wouldn't it be better if California just kind of slid right off into the ocean? You know, or Lord, when are you going to bring that fire and destruction down on it? Well, see, here's a little bit right here. Just a little bit. Just a little compared to what could be. Because our God is a merciful God. But I sure think he's trying to get their attention. We see here on the West Coast, the East Coast, the Appalachians hit with a devastating hurricane. It's all over. It truly is. And you know, fires, we've mentioned it before, the last few weeks, fires are not the only thing going on in California. The earthquakes that they've had, they had another earthquake Friday morning. Earthquake rattles the heart of downtown San Francisco. Imagine that, Friday morning. Tremor occurred just after 7 a.m. I think I got a graphic there, Jason, if you can hit that. There it is. Just after 7 a.m. and all through the Bay Area, you see kind of where that's all where it was felt, all through there. Now, this is north of where the fires are. The fires are down south, further south down around L.A. And I just hear very little that points to the Bible and points to God and scriptures like this. How about Jeremiah 18:8? That's the next one I've got. Jeremiah 18:8. But if that nation I warned turns from its evil, then I will relent of the disaster I had planned to bring. And that's what we pray for, that this nation would do that, that state, that nation state of California would do that very thing, would repent. But if you look at the scripture, that's if the nation he warned turns. What if it doesn't turn? Then God will not relent of the disaster. And I think these are just the very beginnings. It's been an escalation, a buildup, a continuous buildup. It was just a few years ago, Paradise, California, burned down. That I think it was like 9 o'clock in the morning. Like they just don't get the hint. Isaiah 26:9 says, "My soul yearns for you in the night, O Lord. My spirit within me earnestly seeks you. For when your judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world learn righteousness." And as a nation, we have just gotten so far away from seeking that righteousness, from sowing righteousness, from teaching it and training it to our children and in our schools and having it in our homes and in our businesses and in all that we are as a nation, in our laws and so God's going to have his righteousness back. And this tells us how. When his judgments come upon the earth, that's when we learn righteousness. At least those that refuse to learn it any other way. Well, Remnant, remember our network website, sfawbn.com. Like we tell you, tons of information there. The news wire. You got current events. You got breaking news happening in your neck of the woods. Shoot us an email. You see it up there, jason@sfaw.org. Email us with your local news stories. We'll do our best to get them posted and to share them with the Remnant. I've noticed that many times, just even looking at these fires the last couple days, that something will happen locally that the little local, you know, WLAV 5 will cover. But the big stories don't. And, you know, in that, I've seen several reports, neighbors helping neighbors, setting up pumps out of pools and putting sprinklers on their home and two or three homes next to them and that type of thing. And so you see interesting things like that on your locals, share them with us. That network website, we'll be glad to share them with the Remnant. And there's lots more there, too. The broadcast schedule, the archives, tons of information there at the network website. And so we hope you go there. Well, got a few more minutes here. Want to kind of wrap up with, I think, some good news that I'm seeing in the news. Wanted to share that with you. A shift. It sure seems like that's, when I've talked to people, we've talked about the term awakening and waking up, but it seems like that there's a shift, there's a change that's going on. And, you know, that doesn't happen overnight all the time. Sometimes it you know, if you want to lose 10 pounds, it's probably going to take you a few months, right? Better eating, better changing your habits, right? Better eating, walking, exercising, those type things. But you start seeing things shift and change. And if you keep on with them, well, they continue to change for the better. And I think we're seeing that in society. A couple of good news things. One, a national concealed carry reciprocity, say that three times fast, has been introduced into the Senate. Legislation to create national reciprocity for concealed carry was introduced into the Senate Thursday, one day after similar legislation was introduced into the U.S. House. H.R. 38, is also designed to, quote, allow individuals with concealed carry privileges in their home state to exercise those rights in any other state that has concealed carry laws. National reciprocity would give concealed carry permits the same gravitas as a driver's license, making the permit of any one state valid in the other 49. And so, again, I think that it's common sense. I know we've seen this come up before, right? Just like, man, maybe you've tried to lose 10 pounds before. You know, maybe back there in 2020 you tried to lose 10 pounds, but it just didn't work. So you can try again, right? Try again. And I think that's how this is. You know, maybe this time if you're wanting to lose the weight, maybe you got a little more willpower. Maybe you've got a little more help, a little better habits. And I see that in our houses of Congress, the same thing, that it's maybe a little better representation there to pass something like this to allow us to not be lawless, right? To look to the law being able to defend yourself, the duty of being able to defend yourself, and just understanding that's just how it is. So, I hope that goes through. That's H.R. 38. We'll try to keep an eye on that and just see how that goes as the year goes on. Some more good news, a couple of highlights here, just some bullet points. Domestic movie ticket sales have collapsed 46% the last 20 years. Half they've gone down. And I think that's a good thing. Now, that's part of that streaming and other things, but I think part of it, too, is that awakening word. People just aren't, you know, for one, the economy hadn't been that great, but the other is people just, they're tired of just spending money to go watch this filth. And streaming services have plummeted 23% in a single year, spending on that. I don't have streaming services. I've seen some of it, $100, $30, $220 for the Disney Plus Uber package. And that is dropping as well. And that's a good thing. Again, those are good things. And I saw this. Lowe's has been helping out back east with the Hurricane Helene recovery and whatnot. They had, I think they had provided 7 or 8, 12, some huge number of Thanksgiving meals. They paid the caterers to take Thanksgiving meals out back then. But they have also donated 100 tiny homes to Carolina families waiting for rebuilt housing after the hurricane flooding. And so we don't always hear that. You know, they don't. I didn't see or hear of CNN or MSNBC going and interviewing the CEO of Lowe's and say, why'd you do this? What do you? Well, we want to share the goodness of what you've done with everybody else. No, that's not part of it. And aviation, a couple of good news. I've got a son that's a pilot, so these things kind of catch my attention. Delta passengers evacuated a flight on emergency slides during an aborted takeoff there in Atlanta International Airport. I don't know if you heard about that. Aircraft aborted takeoff at the Atlanta International Airport. Had to come to a stop. The slides opened up. Passengers using emergency slides to deboard. And they had 4 passengers with minor injuries. That was about it. A lot of snow, a lot of ice. They said they had an engine problem, but not a disaster. Not a disaster. And one more, not a disaster as it comes to the aircraft. You see this, that yellow aircraft there, they're dumping right there on neighborhoods outside of L.A. and past Malibu and whatnot. But those are super scoopers is what they call them. They're a $35 million aircraft. They're made to scoop water and then fly over, not stop, dump the water where you need it, and go scoop some more water. We've had them around here in fires. $35 million aircraft. Hit that next picture there if you would, Jason. They had one grounded for 3 days after a drone strike caused a fist-sized hole in their $35 million Super Scooper airplane. And so you see that hole right there in the middle. But again, not a disaster. Could have been. Could have been, but it wasn't. Well, running out of time, running out of voice. Going to finish up with Isaiah 44:8. Isaiah 44:8 says, "Fear not." It's as simple as that. "Fear not, neither be afraid. Have not I told you from that time and have declared it? You are even my witnesses," it says. "Is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God. I know not any." And so the big thing there, Isaiah 44:8, I want to remind you, do not fear. Do not be afraid, because we are his witnesses during this time. We are his witnesses to say, yeah, you see what's happening? Let me show you about it in the Word. And that's what we're called to do. Well, thanks again for joining us this morning. Stay tuned. We've got a Timeless Pulpit Truth message for you and something a little different after that. I think you'll enjoy it. So stay tuned. Thanks again for joining us here in January 2025.
He was born in Bethlehem, and his father's name is Lord the Great I Am. He knows exactly what he's doing. His father made his son everything he is. And he died on the cross for our sins. His father, sending him to hell. When he was only 12, he taught in the temple. His words were power and wisdom from his dad above. Holy fire tossed the tables in the den of thieves. Love ripped into the curtains and he said, he died on the cross for our sins. His father who had raised his son so well. When he was 33, he died so we don't have to. He kicked Satan out, sending him to hell.